This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Transportation will be called to order. We ask everybody that if you have cell phones, to make sure that they've been put on mute or vibrate. And we would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Boland.
Here.
Curd. Russell.
Here.
Solano.
Here.
Frerichs.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
There's a quorum.
We have a quorum. Minutes were provided to the committee. Would entertain a motion to approve. Senator Solano has moved to approve. Senator Boland has seconded. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And the minutes are so approved. On behalf of the chair, we do thank all those who are listening on the internet. And the pages, would you like to introduce yourself? And this will be the last time, I guess.
My name is Mariah Wyke. I'm from Plankington. I plan on going to USC next year for pre-law, and I'm glad to be here.
My name's Amber Hulse. I go to school in Hot Springs. I want to major in political science. However, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I did receive an appointment to the Naval Academy, so that's on my list of options.
Senator Russell.
This is the second year that Amber has been a page, and I talked to her, about a month before the session, I think, she said that she really looked forward to this experience and had a great experience last year and thought maybe someday that she would even be interested in being in the legislature. So I think she's really had a good experience, and I'm thankful that she was able to come for 2 years in a row.
Thank you, Senator Russell. And remind everybody, make sure your badges are on and all questions will be addressed through the chair. With that, we will bring up on our docket SB 97 to revise certain provisions concerning the transfer of motor vehicles titles to satisfy unpaid motor vehicle bills. Good morning, Senator Kennedy.
Good morning, Senator Otten, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you this morning on Senate Bill 97. Senate Bill 97 is a very simple clarification of existing law. In 2005, the legislature modified the existing mechanics lien laws that protected people who provided services to repair personal property. The process for vehicles that are titled was moved out of Title 44 of the code and over into Title 32, and a process was created where a mechanic who had done work to repair a vehicle, if the vehicle was left behind and the bill was not paid, could apply to the Department of Revenue for a title to the vehicle so that the vehicle could then be sold to satisfy the unpaid bill. The process required notice be given to the owner of the vehicle and anyone who had a lien on the title to the vehicle. And SDCL 32369 provided that the owner or any lien holder or other interested person could reclaim the vehicle. The problem that arose was that SDCL 32369 didn't say what a person had to do to accomplish reclamation of the vehicle. And what is being proposed to you today in Senate Bill 97 is merely the addition of six words that says that reclamation is accomplished by paying the unpaid repair bill. I've handed out, or had the pages hand out to you, a form that the Department of Revenue uses. This is the form that is sent out to the owner, to any lien holder, when a mechanic applies for a vehicle title due to an unpaid repair bill. And you'll notice that the form discloses the amount of the total charge that's due above the sections that explain the law and the process for reclamation. The reason this bill is here is because an attorney I know, not affiliated with me, got into a situation where he was representing a mechanic who had done a significant bit of repair on a semi-tractor. The owner of the tractor didn't pay the bill. It was left behind. The mechanic started the process to apply for a title to sell the vehicle. A bank that had a lien on the title appeared and said, "We're here to reclaim." And the mechanic said, "Well, here's the bill." And the bank said, "We don't have to pay it." And that's now in court. Now, this obviously won't affect that lawsuit. That's going to predate anything we do. But this is a clarification that says, no, if you come to reclaim a vehicle, you need to pay the bill. And it only makes sense because one of the parties that can reclaim under the statute is the owner. And you certainly wouldn't let the owner come and reclaim a vehicle without paying the bill that they've run up. So it's a very simple change. We think it's basically just fairness. It protects the people who do the work to bring vehicles back into operating condition. The way the process works, the lien holders are still protected. When the mechanic gets title to the vehicle, it then must be sold. They're entitled to keep the amount of their unpaid repair bill from the proceeds of sale. Any excess must then be turned over to a lien holder or to the owner. So those folks are still protected under this. There's no modification to the current law. So I would urge due pass on Senate Bill 97, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of SB 97? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. Anybody that's been here for a while thinks they create the perfect bill, which we did this years ago. We changed the mechanics lien to this process, and we thought we had it perfect. And then we find out when Senator Kennedy gets here that it's not perfect. This is a nice change, and we didn't know we had this hole in the law, and we would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of SB 97. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Monica Weishuttle. I'm with the Motor Vehicle Division with the Department of Revenue. We are here also to support the passing of Senate Bill 97. It would clarify that the owner, insurer, or the lien holder has to pay the unpaid repair bill in order to reclaim the vehicle. This would assist the repair facilities in collecting the fees owed for the repairs made to a vehicle where the owner has not paid and wishes to reclaim the vehicle. We urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of SB 97. Proponents of SB 97. And last call for proponents of SB 97. Seeing none, we will now go to opponent testimony of SB 97. Opponent testimony on SB 97. And last call for opponents of SB 97. Seeing none, we will move over to, well, so we don't have to do the sponsor's rebuttal unless you want closing remarks.
No, thank you.
Okay. We will move on to questions of the committee. Seeing no questions, we will move on to then committee discussion or action. Senator Russell has moved do pass. Senator Furix has seconded. Any discussion on that, Senator Russell? And all right. We have now a do pass from Senator Russell and seconded by Senator Kennedy. Move on to roll call. Madam Secretary.
Senators Boland.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Furix. Stalzer.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Boland.
I would like to move consent on this particular bill.
Second.
We have consent moved. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It will go on to the consent calendar.
Thank you very much.
We will move on upon what's next on the docket is SB 118. And for the internet listeners and for everybody in here, the proponent of, or actually the Senator Heinert anyway, came to me late yesterday and asked for this to be deferred till Monday the 6th. And so we're going to move that off our docket and slide it over to Monday. And with that, unless we want to sit and chit-chat, I would...
move we adjourn.
Senator Stalzer has moved to adjourn. Senator Curd has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned.